إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم. Yes, two verses in the Quran Sharif speak about Tawbah. Tawbah literally means to turn. To turn towards what? To turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Why do you turn to Allah Ta'ala? Because you had slightly deviated from Him. When you committed that wrong, when you made the mistake, then you have moved off the course. Now that you made Tawbah, you returned, coming back. So this is Tawbah, that you came back, or you are wanting to come back. This is the khulasa, and this is the essence of Tawbah. And this happens in our relationship all the time. You have a small row with the wife, small fight or something, and she's turned away. So what do? You try to get her attention. So you have turned away from her pleasure and her approval. So now you're trying to regain her approval. What you're doing, you're trying to make the relationship, make it work again. Right? So this happens all the time. We see it, if for some reason, if the wife is upset, came home and she's upset, her face is turned away. So you will try, what is it, please, can I buy you something, must I do something, make some bread for you, what must I do for you? So you will try and cheer her up, right? You will try and bring her up again. What's the need to bring her up again? Because you saw that there was a severance in the relationship. Not so smooth and so enjoyable. You have a long-standing friendship with someone, right? Suddenly you see that that person's face is turned away. So do you feel comfortable? It's your father, it's your mother. Before, for example, you had asked her for something and she would readily do it for you. And now you ask her, alright, well, help yourself, go. So how do you feel? You feel uncomfortable. Now what happened now? Please tell me. I won't do the mistake again. Please talk to me. What is it? So you feel, until the relationship is not right, you feel uncomfortable. The believer, this is how he feels. When there is a severance in the relationship, this is how he feels. Very, very uneasy. As though there's a mountain over his head, suspended. He feels very uneasy about it. But an unbeliever or a munafiq, he doesn't feel anything about it. So what's so great? What's so great if I did it wrong? It's not a big deal. So that's indicative of a disbeliever, indicative of a munafiq. What's a big deal? Like you get it nowadays. People working in any department. So I didn't commit a big crime. I can go to the CCMA and prove that I didn't commit a crime. So that attitude, that approach is a defiant approach. It's a defiant approach. It's an approach of a disbeliever. It's an approach of a person who's not truly in love. Right? This whole system is a system of disloyalty. It's not a system of loyalty. Loyalty means something else. Right? Loyalty requires that when your superior, your senior, when he is unhappy with you, then you want to touch the relationship, you want to mend the relationship. Okay? Ask some person that is in marriage, in nikah, and one night he came home and the wife was just pulled up, and when they went to sleep and she turned her face around, so he'll scratch her from the back. Keep doing something, please, now talk, now what happened? And just to win her sympathy, he will also go to cry also. And it's real, I'm telling you, what I'm telling you is real. One person, so his wife was not happy with him, something, whatever it was. He's a very strong person, he's very, very strong. Three people he can knock down, one shot. He's such a well-trained person. But he says, I cried with her for half an hour. Then she calmed down. Then she softened down. Now, look at it in retrospect. You want to improve, correct, rectify the relationship with Allah Ta'ala. There you, this woman here, stupid thing like this, half an hour you could cry. And all your needs are not connected to her. Some of your needs, some of the happiness that you need in the house is connected to her. Not all. But for that, you could cry for half an hour. Please, I won't do it. Buy some gift. Whatever she says, make good bed at 12 o'clock in the night. You'll do that. Everything you'll do. Just to rectify, improve, correct the relationship. Here we do a wrong. Misuse the eyes. Misuse the ear, misuse the tongue, and we don't feel much about it. Sometimes I think, even if 10 minutes we cried to Allah Ta'ala, there you cried for half an hour to get things right. If 10 minutes also you cried, Allah Ta'ala is so Ghafoor Rahim that He will definitely look at you favorably. Right? Only for 10 minutes. That is His nature, Ghafoor Rahim. That is His nature. That is His Zat. In the Bani Israel, one woman had made an allegation against Musa alayhi salam. Right? It's a lengthy incident. So Musa alayhi salam made dua and asked that woman, asked the woman under oath, that who prompted you to make this allegation against me of zina? And she was so overawed that she said it is Qarun. See? Because Qarun is from the family of Musa. Kana min qawmi Musa. His cousin or something. Same fathers or brothers perhaps. So he's belonging to the same family. See where this wrong start off, they start off here. Mainly they start off with hasad, jealousy. You escalate and you progress and you progress and you progress. But then you see someone came yesterday and he's excelled, he's gone higher than you. So you can't tolerate it, you can't withstand it. There's nipa here. I was teaching him surf, today he's teaching me. So your whole approach towards him changes. Your whole approach towards him changes that he was in my class. I was teaching him A, B and all that. He didn't know his lesson. And today he's telling me what to do. So the hatred and that rivalry starts off at that point. And the rivalry, to have the thought of rivalry is not a guna, it's not a sin. Because that is unnatural. Just a thought that is passing the mind. It's a rivalry. It's a thought of jealousy. Why is he excelling? That thought is just passing your mind. You can't have the thought. So to that level there is no guna. But beyond that, if you go beyond that, one step beyond that, one step above that, now it changes into a guna. Thought passed, no guna. But now you're one step beyond that. How do you do it? You do it like this first. That, person here, he's still green. He's wet behind his ears. He can't make pisab properly. And he's coming to teach me. Right? So now, you have insulted the person, right? You insulted the person. So the guna started off. At this point, the guna starts off. But beyond that, before that, it wasn't a guna. That was just a thought that was crossing your mind. And you don't have the ikhtiyar. You don't have the choice to not allow the thought to pass the mind. That is a thought. It's going to pass the mind. You can't do anything about it. The mind is like the main road, right? The main road, you find a Nabi walking and a Wali walking past that road, then you will find the worst sinner walking past the same road. So that is the misal, that is an example of the mind. You can't stop the access. You can't say now, because a Nabi walked here or a Wali walked here, this road is very, very pious. Nor will you say that because the sinner of the time passed the street here, so this is a very sinful street, you cannot say that. So it's a thought. Thoughts are running past your mind, coming, going, coming and going, coming and going. It's going to happen all the time. You're not going to stop that. Right? So to that level, it's not a sin. You're not accountable, you're not answerable. But don't leave yourself at that level. See, in i'tikaf, what you need to do, if you see Rasulullah Paksam had been isolating himself before wahi could come to him, he lived in isolation, sometimes 30 days, 10 days, 20 days, 30 days, right? But he lived in isolation. Why to live in isolation? To get the conscience to the highest level. Consciousness, the awareness, the conscience of Allah Ta'ala at all times to the highest level. Right? Man he wants to latch onto something. He wants to hold onto something. Right? That is his nature. He wants to hold onto something, latch onto something, hook onto something. He wants that. Right? But unfortunately, you will find a person latching onto the wrong things. He wants to, that's his nature. He wants to hold onto something, hold firm onto something. He feels that if I hold onto this, then I will get the solace of my heart, the peace of my mind, I will get it. Right? Then you get people, unfortunately, latching onto wrong things, stupid things. Right? Like you hear nowadays, youngsters, and they hold onto the cell phone. Right, and on that cell phone they do a lot of wrong things, and they hold on to it, can't give that up. They think to themselves that I'm useless, I'm helpless, I'm dead without this thing here. So they think like that. Okay? So they held on to this so firmly. Right, like I explained last night, the fazal of Allah Ta'ala, that's looking for the things in the wrong places. Explained that last night. Looking for a thing in the wrong place. Like you want some company, you want some friendship, and someone brings you food. So that's not going to satisfy the crave for friendship. You have got a crave for friendship. You want to sleep. You're feeling extremely sleepy, someone brings you water. So is that going to satisfy your thirst? Not going to satisfy your thirst. Thirst is in a different way. Is going to be satisfied in a different way, and the crave for friendship will be satisfied in a different way. The crave for sleep was going to be satisfied in a different way. So now you want to latch onto something, you want to hold on to something. You know, I want to hold on. I want to hold on to something that I know it's a solution. It's the very basis, the very essence, the very, very basis of my life, so I'm going to hold on to something. People look onto different things to latch on, right? Someone looks onto something, someone looks onto something, someone is on style, right? Style, I'll wear this clothing here and I will get the satisfaction. Someone looks into money, wealth, and property, I get this, then I'm set. I get so much of property, I'm set. Someone looks into good health for himself or his immediate folks, his immediate people, all that about everything. Now there is a very small percentage that look correctly, positively, constructively. The Quran actually says, لَإِنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. It is showing the insanic behavior, this word is showing insani, human behavior. لَإِنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. They want a child, so they both spouses, both parents, they cry to Allah Ta'ala, if you give us a good child, we will definitely be on this, we will definitely be thankful to you. So they took this as the point of satisfaction. If you get this, you'll come right. Everything will be working out for you. So doesn't it happen? Someone is looking for it in wealth. Someone is looking for it in some type of sport, right? Sportsman. So he wants now to excel. And he wants to be playing in the professional league. When he comes into the professional league, then too he wants to still excel. That I must be the player of the year, right? And then if he excelled in that, then he wants to become the manager of the league. So there isn't a point of cut off. He wants to excel. But he doesn't find satisfaction. See, as he goes, he finds that there is a void. He's looking for things in the wrong places. Someone is looking for the same thing in a girl, right? I got this girl here, I got everything. He's made up his mind, I must get this girl here. If I got this girl, then I got it, got everything. So really, we have looked for the wrong places to latch onto. Someone said, no, I must get a green card, I must be an American citizen, I must get a green card. Someone said, no, I must be a citizen of Saudi Arabia or Qatar, one of these wealthy Arab states, right? Or Canada, right? That is also not a right thing. That they went for passport. So, as we came out, one person greeted me. So, he greeted me, then from his face I asked him, are you from this town, this country, Muslim country? He said, no, I am originally from there, but I am a South African citizen. In other words, proudly. Proudly. See? Now, this in itself is not right. To be proud to be a citizen of a kuffar state is not a right thing. Not right. He belonged to a Muslim state, he should be proud about that, he should be happy, grateful to Allah Ta'ala about that. Not about being South African. It's kuffar, what's this? What's so great about this? Okay. If one person owns 2 pigs and the other one 2 million pigs, is it going to make any difference? Is it a feather in his cap? No, it's not a credit. So there's nothing to be proud about, nothing to be rejoicing about. You don't rejoice over these things. So now, we have this, you see, we have this crave and we want to latch on. Sometimes wealth, sometimes woman, sometimes some type of sport. Sometimes it is some type of influence. I want to take the stage, come onto the stage, I become a popular person, then my bayan is recorded and it's aired right throughout. So everybody has it different. Everybody has it different. But the reason for the misunderstanding is that they haven't seen the end of this path. See, because they haven't seen the end of the path, or if they've seen it, they haven't seen it carefully, correctly. Because they haven't seen the end, therefore they feel that is the satisfaction, that is the solace, that is the answer to my problem. But they feel like that. Why they feel like that? Because they haven't seen the end. It's like those moths, you know, moths. When someone lights a fire and the moth is running to get there, hey, that's the cherry of my heart. Right? It's the cherry of my heart. And there can be millions, millions of moths dying, but every coming day, more and more added moths will be jumping with that same fire. Now this is the exact analogy of mankind. You can see millions of people going in the path of destruction, right? But there'll be other millions coming and following the same path. يَمْشُونَ فِي مَسَاكِنِهِمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَاتِ You're seeing, you're walking over their ruins. You're celebrating over the ruins of the past. Past, people just came and you've seen how they ended up their lives. Now you're building up palaces and you're celebrating really over the ruins. This is not something that is expected of men. That is an animal behavior. You see some cows killed there, some chicken killed there, and yeah, they'll be carrying on. Life carries on. You can see the end of that cow. It was fattened and then slaughtered, sent away. That's the end. He saw it. They saw it with their own eye. So, coming back to our own topic, Tawbah. So we want to latch. That's natural in us. We want to latch. When we latch and we connect and we feel a feeling of ease, happiness. Now imagine that you cried half an hour and now the wife, she burst out laughing and cheering and joking with you. Now, immediately in 5 minutes time you get the sleep. When you couldn't get sleep for 2 hours, now in 5 minutes you got the sleep. And you're so happy and you go to sleep. So you wanted that response. You got the response, you feel happy. Now, this is natural in a man. He wants some response to what he's doing, to the cry, to the crave, to the burning feeling in his heart. He is looking for an answer. He's looking for a solution. So, Allah Ta'ala understands man. He's a creator. When he is the creator, then he knows his problem and he knows how to fix the problem. He knows the problem and he knows how the problem can be fixed. So you just go with him and you'll find things will work out. He knows, he made you, so he knows your problem. You're feeling uneasy, this, that, whatever. But he knows your problem and he knows how to fix it. We were speaking about Fir'aun, about Qarun and Musa alayhi salam. So this woman then blurts out, and she's overawed. The name of Allah has been taken, she's overawed. She says, no, it's Qarun. So Musa alayhi salam, he's really, really upset. Who commanded you, who instigated you to make an allegation of this nature against me, that I fornicated with you? Who made this? So she was now overawed, overcome with fear, and she says, it's Qarun. So Musa alayhi salam commands, Ya Ard, Huzi, take him, grab him. O earth, grab him. And then he began to sink. As he's beginning to sink, so he pleads to Musa alayhi salam, Ya Musa, utrukni, leave me, leave me. Musa alayhi salam is terrified. He's really, really disturbed. And he says, Ya Ard, Huzi, grab him. Grab him, apprehend him, take him. And he's singing further. And again he's crying, Musa, utrukni, leave me. Leave me alone. Please, leave me alone. Until this Qarun sinks right into the bottom. Then the wahi comes to Musa alayhi salam. Oh Musa, if someone had wronged me and asked me for repentance, asked me for mercy, in the way this person had asked mercy and clemency from you, then I would have definitely forgiven him. I would have done that. You see, there's no limit. By Allah Ta'ala, there's no limit. Even of mercy, compassion, kindness, we have a limit. We have a limit. Imagine now, if someone comes and he slanders your mother, right, in public, and that thing went on for 1 month, right? He says, Mawlana, come and forgive me, please. You say it's not so easy, eh? Won't you say that? not such an easy thing. You'll take it very, very personally. You'll be really, really grieved, disturbed, angered. So you say it's not so easy. But Allah Ta'ala, He is most forgiving. That is His sifat. That is His nature. His very being. It's not something implanted. The mercy that we got is a reflection of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So it's not within us. It is a reflection. We are reflecting that mercy. But His mercy is real. There's a difference, isn't it? Real and reflection is different, isn't it? Look at the light of the moon and the light of the sun. The light of the moon is a reflection, right? It's a reflection, so it's different. That is real. And this is a reflection, right? So isn't there a difference? Right? Look at a picture of a motorbike and look at a real motorbike. Right? This is a reflection of a real motorbike. It's not a motorbike. It's a picture of it. It's a reflection. It's a picture. It's different. So the picture is different and the real thing is different. So Allah Ta'ala, He is real. That mercy is real. It's His original self. It's not any reflection. It's His original self. We need to understand the extent of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Just 10 minutes, there you cried to make up with your wife or your friend or whatever. You tried half a day, half an hour, tried, bought presents, bought gifts, loaded the cupboards, took her for a ride, bought her a car. What extent do you go? To what extent do you go just to patch up? It's so difficult. Talking of real incidents, I'm not talking of just here, you know, people can go to the extent of buying the wife the brand new car, brand new, out of the box. You know, highest of the series, brand new car. Every requirement. She doesn't have to do anything in the house. Right? And over and above all that, after all her expenses are met out, they can give 10,000-15,000 rands monthly. Right? Then too, the woman is turned away from them and they still try patawa her, try and pamper her. Allah Pak is not like that. Allah Ta'ala, it's His being to be merciful. So the amount of concern and fikr we showed just for the severance of relationship with the wife, if you could show at least half of it or quarter of it to Allah Ta'ala, hum kahan tak pahunch gaye hote. Where could you have? We could have made big strides, great strides. Allah Ta'ala, do forgive me. Allah Ta'ala, I won't do this. Allah Ta'ala, you are Arhamur Rahimeen. Allah Ta'ala, the whole world knows about your Raham and Karam. Allah Ta'ala, you could forgive that person who committed 99 murders. Allah Ta'ala, you do forgive me. So how many ways you can talk to Allah Ta'ala? And you don't have to be talking to Allah Ta'ala at the masjid, at the mall, right? At the heart of all wrong. At the heart of all wrong, and suddenly you just turn, and for a moment, that cashier or that woman attendant, you took some lust. My wife could only dress up like this, man. Could have only appeared like this. So you took the lust already. Right? So then you came back to your senses. So Allah Pak speaks in this verse here. أَلَلَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. Then you committed the wrong. Soon afterwards, you're asking for tawbah. يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. Soon afterwards, you came to your senses, I'm doing a wrong. So in the mall, Allah Pak, please forgive me. Walked out of that situation. Because you know now, you are here, then you look again. Maybe it's not a deliberate look, but you just looked again. And if you allow yourself to be in this mistake all the time, then the problem is that you'll become immune. So now, this is unescapable now. Don't become too serious now. Don't become so serious. You'll become immune to the wrong. Can't become a hermit. And you have to face up to realities now. You have to work with this girl. What must you do now? So you'll begin to make explanations for yourself. Just give one simple example. Now the same example, you can extend it to different situations, right? So summa yatubuna min qareebin, then soon afterwards Allah Pak, do forgive me, you like mercy, you're the most merciful, mercy, showing mercy is your work, O Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, this is the month of mercy, Allah Ta'ala, do forgive me, Allah Ta'ala, do show mercy unto me. So you kept on talking, all that you required, in the heart of the wrong, and you are crying out to Allah Ta'ala at that moment, in that way. You don't feel comfortable there, but now, unfortunately, that's the only place where you could fulfill that need of yours. Right? You wanted something, but there wasn't any other place who's got it but that place. Right? You're there and this all carrying on. So in your heart, you're asking Allah Ta'ala, do forgive me. You moved out of that area where that girl was, and you're asking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Go on asking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Don't worry that this is the bazaar. How can I ask Allah Ta'ala? How can I talk to Allah Ta'ala here? Don't worry about that. No matter what, إِذَا أُمِلَتْ بِالْخَطِيئَةِ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَانَ كَمَنْ شَهِدَهَا فَكَرِيهَهَا كَانَ كَمَنْ غَابَ عَنْهَا مَنْ شَهِدَهَا فَكَرِيهَهَا كَانَ كَمَنْ غَابَ عَنْهَا. Wrong has taken place. Unfortunately, you were there. You had to be there, like I say, like a mullah, you had to be there. You did that, but you did that unwillingly. You don't want to be there. So you resent the place, you resent your presence. But because of circumstance, you had to be there. So Allah Ta'ala says, Kana kaman ghaba anha. You like the one that isn't there. You like a person who's millions of miles away. But you heard about a beauty queen in casino, Wild Coast. And people are talking about, hey, one of this kind to us, man. One of its kind. So you say, kaash ke hum hote. Kaash ke hum hote. Had I only been there, I missed out all the fun, man. What goes in the world? We are away, man. We are like in a farm living here. So backwards we are. So you're remorseful over your absence. That person was remorseful over the wrong. You are remorseful about the right. He is remorseful over the wrong. And you remorseful over the right. Can you imagine? You're remorseful over the right. So when you're remorseful over the right, that why you did the right, you should have been there, you should not been missing out, shouldn't be losing out, then you are like kana kaman hadara. Your status is like the person that is there actually. You went there, but now your status is like the person that is there. Do you see? So Quran speaks about this tawbah. Tawbatu ala Allahi lilladhina ya'maluna as-su'a bijahalatin. Committed the wrong, but you committed the wrong unwittingly. Jahala doesn't mean that you didn't know it was wrong. Right? It doesn't mean that you didn't know it was wrong. You knew it was wrong. Right? In Arabic sometimes, the word jahalat conveys a different meaning. One is jahalat, jahil, right? Jahil, ignorant. That's one meaning. Like the word kizb, you see the word kizb? Sometimes it conveys the meaning lie, kazib, kazzab, jhoot. You're a liar. And sometimes it conveys the meaning of a mistake. I made a mistake. He made a mistake. Kazabta, kazaba. Kazaba, in other words, he made a mistake. So it can be a deliberate lie, and it can be something done by mistake. So similarly, jahala doesn't only refer to an ignorant person or an ignorance. It also refers to a person that is ignorant of the consequence. What? He became ignorant of the consequence. Now, the ignorance are of different levels, you see. You know it's a guna, but the consequence of it, your mind was clouded so that you couldn't understand the consequence of the action. Or you, if you understood it, you couldn't appreciate it like how it's supposed to be appreciated. Right? Now, how to understand that? You understand it like this. See, if there's a pretty little girl going here with a father who's got a, who's a loose cannon, you know, literally he's a loose cannon, and he goes around walking with a loaded gun, you know, pretty girl, well, well dressed and everything, but he is very, very jealous over his girl daughter. That's his stupidity, that he's allowing her to dress up in that way, but he moves with a gun and he's got it open, he's got it. Right. And you know about it, that he is very envious over his possession and his daughter, whatever. Will you ever dare looking at her? Will you ever dare looking at her? Why? You're not ignorant of the consequence. You are aware of the consequence. And the consequence is at the highest level. The consciousness of the consequence is at the highest level. Here the consciousness of the consequence is not at the high level. So it's there, but mild, very mild. And here, the consciousness, the awareness of the consequence is at its peak. You're not going to do the wrong. So this is what is meant, bijahalatin. Right? That you, Allah Ta'ala accepts the tawbah of the person who does wrong in ignorance. Ignorance means he is not aware of the consequence. He's ignorant of the consequence. Right? Like you'll see a doctor that is quite scrupulous, a scrupulous doctor, right? And you will see that his eating fashion all will be quite different. He'll be very particular about his diet and all that. Right? Why? Because the consequence is very vivid. He knows the heart, he knows cancer, he knows all these things here. He's seen all these things. So he knows, alright, this is going to happen, he's going to eat it, and this is how it's going to be transformed. There's another doctor, he's not so scrupulous. Hey, marna hi hai, to khakar kyun maro? Bhooke kyun marte ho? You have to die now. Why must starve and die? You have to die, so why must you starve and die? Now, he knows also. But the consciousness and the awareness of the consequence is not at the highest. If the consciousness was of at the highest level, then he wouldn't have done this. He wouldn't have embarked on this. ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. And then, alright, you took all your precaution and you got involved. Some wrong or the other, you got involved. So now you were taking all the precautionary measures. In a situation of health, right, you got involved. What happened? You know, that AIDS patient, and he had an open wound, and when I touched him, all that blood got onto me. Now, to what lengths a person will go to see that he's clear? He will go for an AIDS test. He will go and examine himself, and as a preventive measure, he will take some medication straight away, because the AIDS test, to prove that you are positive or negative, it takes a day or 2 days. Now, you may have it, and may run deep into your system. So before it can get deep into your system, you're taking something to negate that, right? So you are so careful about yourself. So similar, when you commit a wrong, now look, you look at the nature of the wrong. What is the nature of the wrong? Then you're making amends accordingly. Your AIDS, this is the nature of the wrong. You're making an amendment, an adjustment, but in accordance to the inconsistency, in accordance to the wrong that had taken place, discrepancy, you're making an amendment. Right? There's a discrepancy, now you're making an amendment, you're making a correction. Right? The amendments will be different. The car got knocked now. You don't take the car for an AIDS test now, do you? According to the wrong, You make an amendment, you make an adjustment, you make a correction. The kurta got torn, right? So you need to rectify the situation. So according to the situation, now you go and rectify it. Yeah. So similarly, when we wrong in the court, in the presence of Allah Ta'ala, we committed a wrong. So the rectification process must be in accordance to the crime that we have committed. This is a crime that we have committed. Then we rectify it, and the rectification must be in accordance to the wrong that has been committed. Right? Alright. Allah Ta'ala forbid, Allah Ta'ala forgive. We missed a roza, we broke a roza. Now, what will we do? Make 20 rakat namaz. Allah Pak is maaf the thing. We'll make the namaz for tawbah, but we will compensate for it. One roza, we'll make one qaza, kafara, etc. Right? Right? So, the rectification must be in accordance to the wrong that has been committed. This is a wrong. And the rectification must be in accordance to the wrong that has been committed. Right? You have committed the wrong in secret. It's only you that knows about it and Allah Pak that knows about it. So secretly you're asking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. You have committed the wrong in public. Right? You've committed the wrong and committed the wrong in public. Right? For example, you played with your short pants. Your knees was all revealed. So this was wrong, and the wrong was in public. Right? You played, or you posed for a photograph, and the photograph came in the dailies, right? So now that wrong, and the wrong was done in public. It wasn't done in private. It was done publicly. You posed for a photograph and it was meant to appear in the dailies. So it's a public thing. Everybody knows about it. So if the wrong is committed secretly you go and correct it. If it's done publicly, then publicly you go and correct it. So the rectification process must be in accordance to the crime. Tawbatu mithlul hawba. Like the crime, you go and rectify, right? Even when you punch the person, you bust his eye, right? So Sharia says, right, you ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness for the wrong that you had exceeded the limit. That's one. But compensate for it now. He is allowed to bust your eye like you bust his eye, right? So go and rectify it now. If you bust his eye, he's got a right to bust your eye. Or if you come to an agreement, out of court arrangement, then you can give blood money for that. Or one eye, whatever amount of camel, 20 camels, 30 camels, go and give for that one eye that you have bust. Right? See? So the tawbah must be in proportion to the wrong that is committed. Right? The court had sued you for defamation, right? When they sue you for defamation, then you will make amends accordingly. Right? But they sued you for not paying the taxes appropriately. Right? Now, they may wipe off the sin, the crime they may wipe off, but that doesn't mean that unpaid taxes are paid or settled, or they may be maaf. You deferred the payment, you delayed the payment, right? So they made maaf for the delay. But does that mean now that outstanding taxes are not payable? They are payable. But never mind, you wronged. So that delay we forgive you. We overlook that. So what we need to understand is tawbah must be in proportion and must be in accordance to the nature of the wrong. Accordance to the nature of that wrong. التوبة مثل الحوبة يتوبون من قريب. So then what happens? Now that person becomes Habibullah. See, Allah, it's so easy to please Allah Ta'ala. So pleasing, so easy to you cried. Although you committed a wrong for 1 year, but 10 minutes solid you cry, tears and all that. And you made the appropriate adjustments in your life. But you committed the wrong for 2 years, 10 years, 50 years, 10 minutes. You are solemnly promising Allah Ta'ala, you won't do it. And it's something that your heart testifies, no, I am true in this. I don't want to look backwards again. I'm truthful in this. Yeah. 10 minutes you cried and you died. For ulaika yatubu Allahu alayhi. You died. You made sincere tawbah and then you just, life did not allow you another moment. So then, yatubu Allahu alayhi. Allah Pak forgive you. Wipe everything out. Ulaika yatubu Allahu alayhi. Wipe everything out. Man lived in kufr all his life, came and accepted Islam by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, made jihad, and is gone. All his life, 30 years, 40 years, whatever the case may have been, kufr. He accepted Islam, he got his relationship right. One act he did, and that expiated all the past. It demolished all the past. You see that. So the right must be in proportion or in accordance to the nature of the wrong. فَوْلَاكِ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلِمْ. Allah will wipe everything out, everything clean. So this is what we are discussing today, this topic that appeared in the kitab today. It's about tawbah. I gave an example that when we have broken the lines, we have jumped the lines, we have broken the lines with someone very near and dear, a wife or someone like that, right? To what extent don't we go to try and rectify, correct, ask, beg the person, kiss his hand, press his feet, whatever he sees, we are prepared to do it. But just that we want to enjoy the same type of relationship that we enjoyed. We don't disregard the relationship. We are very, very concerned about the relationship. So, with respect to Allah Ta'ala, then the relationship that we need to have with Him must be the best relationship, because we come from Him. Right? We are here in this life for a few years, right? Someone 70, 60, 80, 90, maximum 100 nowadays, right? That's the maximum. Very few, you can count them in your hands. The whole of Durban, there are so many people, over 100. Right? So the maximum. So we came from Him. That means all along we were with Allah Ta'ala, all along, for millions of years. Adam Hamara Purana Mustaqar Tha. Adam Hamara Purana Mustaqar Tha. Right? We were in non-existence. We lived in non-existence, right? Then we came here for a short duration. Where you were before? Yeah? 70, 80 years, where were you? Adam, in a plane, there was nothing there. Adam Hamara Purana Mustakarta. Then we go back into that same realm. There's no, man was here now, he's gone. Hey, man is gone. We don't even say, we won't even tell Yusuf. No? I say, get the janaza now, get the mayyit, went to his grave. We don't say, you're going to see Yusuf now. If he's dead now, you're going to see Ismail, Yusuf. No, you don't say that. So he's gone, he's finished. Jo tha, wo to chala gaya. Jo tha, wo to chala gaya. That was, that is gone. So you're going to be there with him permanently. So when you're going to be there with him permanently, then the relationship must be absolutely strong. Absolutely genuine, strong. It must be a genuine relationship, not a false, and not an artificial relationship. Not an artificial relationship, but absolutely strong. Correct, to the T. Seeing the small thing and correcting it again. So the relationship must be absolutely strong. Because you're going to go back there. You're going to go back there, and na'uzu billah, Allah Ta'ala forbid. But if Allah Ta'ala is turned away from us, then what? What's the recourse? If He's turned away from you, then what? So this is the reason why you need to improve that relationship. You are coming from Him, you were there by Him all along, then for billions of years you'll be with Him again. So there's no alternative, there's no other recourse, there's no other refuge. Can you show me another refuge? Show me another recourse. Show me another place where you can get some sanctuary. Nothing, no sanctuary, no recourse, no other refuge. It's only by him. The recourse is by him, the refuge is by him, the sanctuary is by him, the protection is by him. You can't escape him. You can't escape Allah. Can you escape? Can't. So when you can't escape, there's no other refuge, there's no other sanctuary, then the wise thing is then rectify, correct yourself. As you died, straight away in the arms of Allah. You died and you're in the arms of Allah. It's just a matter of death. You just have to cross. In fact, Allah has already embraced you. If you are in Tawbah, you've asked Allah's forgiveness sincerely, you're also already in His embrace. And the hadith testifies that, Habibullah, I've already embraced you. Now you have that wrong idea about me that I haven't forgiven you. No, I have forgiven you. I have forgiven you, I have given you an embrace, and you're my friend from now, Habibullah. You're my friend, I have given you a full embrace, you're my friend. And you worried about the farishtas he got. You don't worry, who's the farishtas? I created the farishtas. You worried about them. I will rub it out from their records also. See, Allah has given you an embrace, but you say, you know, Allah, I'm afraid that Malaika, they wrote it down. Mawlana Musa wrote my name down, and I'm absent. So Mawlana Musa is working for us. When he's working for us, we have rubbed it out. What can he do? He can't do anything. He can't do anything independently. So Allah then rubbed it out. Say, no, don't worry. I'll rub it out, clear it out, finish. What are you worried now? So he's cleared your mind also. That mind that was apprehensive, that mind that was unclear, he cleared the mind out also. So, but Allah, I did this wrong also, man. Don't worry. Allah says, Kamanna Zambalahu. You are like the one that's got no sins. I wiped you out. What are you worried? I'm telling you. So what are you afraid about? Kamanna Zambalahu. He's given you the embrace. He's told all the workers now. Just you leave this man aside now. Leave him. So the records are all straight. They're not looking at you negatively. Hey, this person came again. Hey, he stole in the madrasa and he's readmitted in the madrasa. You don't give him a look. You give him a look, watch out. You watch out. So the malaika all are cautioned. They will now not see him the same eye. They will look at him differently. The malaika also will look at him differently. Because Allah has already announced, La zambalahu. La zambalahu. He's got no guna. Finish. He's cleared out. So isn't this easy? So easy. Simple. Straightforward. Clear path. So فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ Allah is promising that I have forgiven these people. I have forgiven you. Cleared you out. So you've got no sins. You've got nothing against your records. You be rest assured. I am giving you my guarantee, my personal guarantee I'm giving you. So what else do you need? I'm giving you my personal guarantee. We applied for a passport. 5 times my passport got rejected. Right? Now, suddenly, for example, the government, South African government, says, do you know what? I'm giving you my personal guarantee. You come to the airport, I give you my personal assurance that I will surrender the passport to you personally. You have any figure then? Still, you can have a figure about the government, right? Because politics is a different thing, you know. Lies, everything works in politics, right? Right. But you won't have that figure even if the government tells you. In spite of them being politicians, you'll still have the trust. He's guaranteed me. He'll see me right. Right. So Allah Pak says, "La zambalahu. You got no sins, no guna." Now then, you say, Allah Pak, you know. Allah Pak tells you, you know what? Just to make your heart even better, so remorseful, and you're so being so humble and all that. So what I will do is, for every guna, I will replace a guna with a sawab. 10 guna, 10 sawab. 10 guna, 10 sawab. You're telling Allah Ta'ala. Allah Pak is telling you, just for the solace of your mind, the comfort of your soul is in you. One guna, one sahab, that is being replaced. It's that whole guna is going through a transformation. Transformation, you know, from blood to egg. Blood was waste, now it's coming, the whole guna is going through a transformation. So much of blood, so much of eggs. Right? So the whole guna is going through a transformation. So now you're seeing the sahabs are flying, real sahabs are flying now you're seeing. So then you say, Allah, you know what? You whisper to Allah, oh Allah, Allah, but I got so much more gunas, you know. What about those other gunas? You see. So when you have your relationship with Allah Ta'ala is right, everything will work out. All systems are working, doors are open, you're being ushered, you're being admitted. But just get the relationship right. That's all. Allah is not asking for much more, anything more than just get your relationship right with Him. Allah Ta'ala tawfiq nasib.